I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Danny, while I was out sick the last couple of days, news dropped. I think it was actually yesterday morning. They ran together. A lot of time laying in bed, just scrolling my phone.
Yeah, it was like, is it the morning or 7 p.m.?
I'd wake up from a nap after another few hours and look at the phone. But the training camp schedule dropped, and only six open practices are going to be made available for members of the public at Commanders training camp. In fact, it's only three for non-season ticket holders, which is the vast majority of people. So for the average person listening right now, you are able to go to three training camp practices for the Commanders in their entire camp. There's another three that are open for season ticket holders. So there's six total where fans can go. Now, first things first, when training camp many, many years ago was held in Carlisle or Frostburg or even in Ashburn, but this was 15, 20 years ago in a previous era of the NFL. Training camp was a month long, basically. It would often still start right around July 20th or 25th, but it would go until the end of August. And there were preseason games for the last couple of weeks of it, but it was generally like a month of what we called training camp. And what that meant was two-a-day practices often, not always, but a lot of the time they would practice in the morning, they would practice in the afternoon. Many of those two-a-day practices were both padded. Many of them were pretty violent and legitimate physical football. They weren't tackling to the ground, but close enough. You know, like they would do once every couple of days now, they would do that sometimes twice in a day. And if they didn't, they would still have two practices where there was a jog through or something in the afternoon just to be light to get them off of the hitting, but still keep them on their feet on the field. But the difference between camp and just every other day was only that fans were there, essentially. Mm-hmm. That was the whole point. Is for that month, there were 30 days where I would say there was availability on 25 of them or so. Take out the preseason games and the travel, you know, maybe a day off on a Sunday or a random day in the middle of the week to get ready for the preseason game the day before walkthrough. So let's say over the span of like 30 days, maybe there were 22 days where fans could come out, but it was over a full month. And so a lot of people like me used to go to training camp. And that was where you spent maybe your summer vacation. That was where I would stay with my aunt and uncle in Fairfax and commute back and forth for 2 days. And we did this throughout my childhood, me and my mom with her twin sister. We'd stay at the house, and then we'd go back and forth from practice. It was the coolest thing. Training camp is now basically like 10 days long for some teams. Some it's 14, 16 days. But for some clubs, they announced right at the beginning, training camp opens July 25th, and it goes until August 4th or whatever. It's a very short time. And over that time, they make a very limited number of practices available. The lowest I've ever seen for Washington, three practices to the non-season ticket-holding public this year. And it's a trend in the NFL to take away fan access for these practices, to have more done behind the scenes during the camp, the build-up part of the offseason. But number one, I think it's a terrible trend for the league. But I hate that the Commanders are not only on board, but they're one of the ringleaders now.
Well, they're leading it, yeah.
Because it used to be there's like the Eagles or a couple of these teams that would do like one practice at a stadium over the course of camp. Last year, the Commanders cut way, way down, but they used the excuse of, well, we've got construction at the facility. We're getting rid of this field. We can't have fans around because it's not safe. But you put the toothpaste out of the tube, and it's not coming back this year. 6 open practices and really only 3 to non-season ticket holders. I hate that.
Yeah, they're already sold out. So if you wanted to go, you cannot. And you didn't get tickets already. Again, I think it's a shame. We talked about this a bit yesterday after it broke post-Nats game. But if everybody was doing this, I'd kind of go, oh, well. Like, I think teams should go away to training camp. I've always felt that way. Now, it's not live or die. I'm not, like, furious if you don't. But that's not the trend. 75% of the teams, give or take, in a given year, now stay at their facilities year-round. It's a different time. It used to be training camp was, you're going to work off your beer belly, get yourself back into shape. You're doing 2-a-days, you're hitting, and everything that you said under the sun. You're playing bull in the ring, Oklahoma drill, and all sorts of other stuff to get your head ringing a bunch of times, and then you're back ready to hit and play football. Now, it's a hard morning practice for 90 minutes and then a walkthrough in the afternoon. So the game is different. I understand that. But this, to me, is an own goal. It's a miss. I don't know who to blame. I don't know if it's a Dan Quinn thing, Adam Peters thing. It's a Harris ownership group thing. I don't know if everyone's trying to make everyone happy. I think this is an easily preventable miss. Denver has 13, according to what I found yesterday, 13 open practices. No, if you're a season ticket holder with this partial plan, or if you have this parking pass, you just get to go. 9 for New Orleans, 8 for Cincinnati. I couldn't find the definitive list anywhere. All I'm saying is if you're the fewest by a couple, 6, no problem, right? If you do 5, 6, 7, the fact that it's dwindling, arrow's trending down, you're making it seem like it's a major inconvenience for you. I got news. You're still in the friend-raising business. You're still in the building this thing. Can you withstand, God forbid, Jaden Daniels turns an ankle? Can you withstand a 5-12 season? I think you probably can, but can you withstand 2? Can you withstand a couple disasters? You haven't built this thing fortified yet. Let's fortify it. Let's bring in those people who obviously want to go. The damn thing sold out in a couple hours. I mean, sold out's not the right, I don't know what else you said. And there are no more tickets available.
They made a few thousand seats available 3
and
times
that's it.
For something that used to be 30. I mean, there was plenty of appeal and interest from the fan base. Now, at the end, when no one was coming because nobody liked the team, in terms of supply and demand, it wasn't necessary for you to have any limitations because people weren't coming anyway. But if you go back to even, I'm not even talking about my childhood. Like when I was on the beat, 10 years ago, in 2000, and we'll go 12. So Robert Griffin time frame, packed, right? That was Richmond. There's thousands of people at every single practice. There's enough demand for 20 practices like that. And you're basically going, all right, 3 practices. If you're on the internet at the right time of day when we announce this, you get to go to one of the practices. But otherwise, sorry about your luck. It's just short-sighted. I think you said a self-inflicted wound, and I think it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Grow your fan base. You're trying to create young fans. I loved something Mitch Rales, one of the minority owners, said probably now a year plus ago on a podcast he was on that I listened to, where he talked about trying to appeal to, you know, a generation of people that didn't care about the Commanders, and Jaden Daniels is going to help bridge that gap with elementary school kids like your sons, who may want a Jaden Daniels jersey. And they'll be in a class now with a kid, instead of wearing his Messi jersey on Wednesday, maybe he wears a JD5, and it would have been a Mahomes, right? But Mitch Rales had this idea of wanting to build a Hall of Fame, which maybe they'll put at the new stadium, and then they'll bring in kids from local schools, you know, bus by bus, every day another school comes in, and they give you a T-shirt and a hat, and the idea is you're just trying to make kids fans for life. There is no better way to do that than what I experienced, what me and my buddies, what my childhood friends and I did when we'd go to training camp. And you'd watch the team practice from 20 feet away, and you'd get pictures with players and autographs from players. And it was an annual summer thing. You were going to make your trip. Really, really cool when it was Carlisle or Frostburg, and you'd stay in a hotel for a few days, and you'd do it that way. But even in Ashburn, you know, you could get a hotel or commute back and forth. That was fine, too. But Champ Bailey might stop and sign, and Steven Davis and you took a picture, and Patrick Ramsey, that was the starting quarterback of the team, gave you a minute and talked to you about your dog, and he told you about his chocolate lab. And I mean, these are real stories. These are things that would happen with kids, and those young people are the people now that suffered through all the years, mm-hmm, that are mad the team name isn't Redskins, but are now wearing their Commanders gear. And those memories were...
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Were made, those bonds were fortified. It's so silly to me to not do that.
Can you imagine if the Nationals, who aren't doing a ton right now, but said it's spring training, there'll be only 3 or 4 days where you can show up and get an autograph or two, right? Like, the whole point is this is when the guard is down. This is when there's more accessibility. I understand you got state secrets. I understand that there's very important formations and a lot of things. That's just on you to figure out a way to do that. Right, to practice those things, do those in the bubble in the afternoon, do your walkthroughs. I mean, the idea that it's too hard, that it requires effort or energy, and that's a reason why not to do something, you ain't there yet. Sorry.
So two things about that. One, I would just point out that like 90%, let's say, of their work schedule is already done privately and without fan involvement. You're just cutting out the access to the very little bit that they've got left. And I'm making up the numbers, but 30 years ago, maybe it used to be 70% of your workouts were private away from fans. Then it was 75. Then it was 80. Then it was 85. Now we're at 95%. You're just squeezing the fans, the limited access they have to the individuals on the team, more and more out of this thing. There's no fan access during the season. And don't come at me and tell me about a VIP tent where some company pays a bunch of money and so they get food and drink under a tent and get to be at a Wednesday practice. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about it. Dad and his son who can just show up. I can just take my boy to go fall in love with the team like my dad did. I can't do that anymore. That's bad. And the second thing is, I remember last year when they came out with the most limited training camp schedule they'd ever released. Do you remember how many dates it was last year?
Six.
I thought it was six.
Or it was maybe five that were open to the public.
I thought it was six or seven, but yeah. So yeah. Some kind of
similar kind of relationship.
It was a handful.
Ratio.
It was more than this year. And I remember asking people over there, I'm like, what are you doing? And they said, well, number one, it's the trend of the league. So like, I think the team they told me to look at was the Eagles are only doing one this year. And they're doing their big 10,000 person thing at a stadium. And I remember saying to them, the Eagles don't need to extend an olive branch to fans. They've been to recent Super Bowls. By the way, they're now Super Bowl champions, but they're not in the program building or fan base building phase like you guys need to be. But the other point they made was, and they said, don't worry, this is just about the construction. And I heard that from a lot of people, construction, construction, construction. Now, I didn't believe it, but that's what I was told. I said, okay, we'll see. Well, there's still construction going on over there. But I promise you, if they wanted to work around it, I bet you they could. Coaches don't want fans around. You know, players, I'm not saying players are not fan-friendly. Those are really good dudes, and if the fans are there, they're going to take time. But if you go up to the average player and you go, hey, man, at your work day where you're sweaty and you're tired and you're coming on and off the field, do you want to do 30 minutes of autographs and drop in your helmet and your shoulder pads and go down the line when there's always the one extra kid and the one extra person? No matter how many you sign for, there's always the one person that's going to have the story that you told them no, or someone pulled you away to go to the quote-unquote meeting and you're after practice 40 minutes. Yeah. It's a lot easier for players not to, but it shouldn't. My point is, someone
I can't hear that it's harder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Someone's got to go, guys. sorry, this is how we got to do it.
You know what needs, because it's a one-way street when it comes to fandom, right? Like, the players that I'm going to see are not fans of Ryan Clary. You know what I mean? Like, they're,
how's Ryan catching trouble?
Well, it's, you know, he knows what he did. Like, they're not sitting there going, I hope fan Steve is here. You know, they don't know. Like, fandom is a thing where you're earning their buy-in. Stop putting things in the way of fans. Stop making it challenging to be a fan. This organization did that, not these guys, but previously with scandal, ineptitude, nonsense. This is just making it harder to we love you.
So here's
please
my question
let us love you.
For our listeners.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.